Spirit Catholic Radio, KVSS. We are Catholic Radio for the Christian community. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit Mornings here at home. Bruce McGregor, and over in Assisi, actually, now we have
Chris McGregor. Beautiful Assisi. Oh my gosh. I mean, you cannot come to Italy and miss coming here. You will be missing out on the heart, really, truly, or maybe the soul of Italy. I mean, Rome is incredible, Bruce, and it has so much. But there's something about Assisi that makes you sit back and touch that encounter with God. And, you know, thanks to the witnessing of Francis and Claire, I can't tell you the emotions I've gone through in the last 24 hours. You know, the last time we spoke, we were at a truck stop, and that was serving us lasagna and espresso. It was great, you know. But once we got into Assisi, it is just, wow. Our first stop was Our Lady of the Angels, this beautiful church that's been built around the Porciuncola that Sister Teresina has told us about, a place where so much prayer and so close to where Francis died. And it is venerated. I mean, the actual chapel, the Porciuncola, is right there inside, encased by this glorious church. Wow. Of Our Lady of the Angels, which just happens to be the namesake for Los Angeles. So I tell you, the flavor and the feel of that place is a lot different.
Yeah, a lot different than L.A. here, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very different. And so then we pulled up, got into a parking area. We had to take an escalator, believe it or not, to get up to the city because they won't allow buses in here. Thank you, Jesus. I love that. And I mean that sincerely because I can't tell you how many buses I almost got clobbered by when I was in Rome. But anyway, so we took the escalator up and we went to our hotel, and a beautiful little hotel. Been here forever, you know. Went up to the top. I'm on the third floor. I opened up my windows to kind of get some fresh air. I opened it up, and didn't even realize it, I'm right next to the Basilica of St. Clair.
Wow.
I could jump out my window and jump on the flying buttress.
Well, don't do that.
I'm like half of the window. Well, I won't, because it would be pretty ugly when I hit the ground. But anyway, so I mean, like one half I have Clair over here, and then on the other side you have this beautiful panoramic view of, you know, just the whole surrounding area. And what, it's phenomenal. I mean, Clair. I mean, I can't, I'll show people when I get back, but I mean, Clair, for 150 million reasons, is so important in my life.
Yeah, she is.
And then, Bruce, this morning I got up and I went over to just in the square right outside the Basilica, which is just right outside our hotel room. I mean, it's you know, you could lay across the street and it would be that long, right?
Right.
So I go over there, I go in, the Basilica is open. And so I just open the door and there's nobody in there. Nobody's in the church, and there's like this stairway going down. And so I decide, well, okay, I'm just going to, it doesn't say don't go, it doesn't say no, you know, no passage. So I just walk down the steps, and I can hear my feet, you know, on the marble floor walking down, and kind of echoes. And I turn the corner, and St. Clair is there.
Oh, my.
St. Clair is laid out. And there's she's below one area where her actual relic in her body, and right up above is the wax figure of, that was taken of her corrupt body.
Right.
But I mean, her relics, I mean, she's right there. And I knelt down in this quiet, in this cool, beautiful chapel. And I was with St. Clair, Bruce, for a half hour by myself.
Praise God.
I mean, nobody else is coming. And up above are the Franciscan brothers and friars who have come here for a special conclave, and the sisters who were in their enclosure singing chant and prayer. This whole time I'm sitting with Claire. Mm. And I just, okay, I'm starting to cry again. I've got to pull myself together. But I mean, that is just one of the experiences. I mean, I sat there with Claire for a whole half hour. She's, you know, one of the reasons I'm going to Guatemala is because of Claire's witness to me. One of the reasons you were in broadcasting, she's the patroness of broadcasting. I could tell you all of the stories, why that's important. But there's not a lot of time, and I'll talk about it when we get home. But I just, and then we went over to the Basilica of St. Francis, and you know, how our little boy, who's not so little anymore, has a devotion to St. Francis.
Yes, he does.
And when I got down to the tomb, I became a big weepy for Clampy Mess. I mean, I had this wave of sobbing. I just couldn't stop. And it's not because it was sad. I think it was a gift of the Holy Spirit and tears and cleansing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think for me, I mean, this whole trip has been about fear for me. I come down to the heart of it. I'm afraid. Not just afraid of how Susie and I, we still don't know what we're doing tomorrow. I don't know how we're getting home. But it's fear. It's fear for our sons, our children's future with their autism. Just living a life. I mean, it's scary, you know.
Yeah.
But I think here, God's touching us. He's told us not to be afraid, you know. So I'm going to enter into that. I'm going to go with Mike Aquilina now and hopefully find an espresso so I can stop crying. And
yeah, nothing will shut off the tears like an espresso.
Yeah, espresso makes me very happy. So we'll talk more about this, and we'll bring on the pilgrims onto the show next week, and we'll share all of our experiences. But I just have to thank the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. They are probably one of the most important apostles ministries that are out there breaking open this world. And I think Dr. Hahn said it so well. You know, when you think about St. Francis, do you ever think of Scripture? And Dr. Hahn said this morning, when you look at the life of St. Francis, you're looking at the Gospel of John.
Right.
And I think that's what the center does. It makes Scripture come alive through the entire life of the church. And it makes it our own, but it also makes a part of our future. So St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology, you're going to be hearing more about it, and I hope that we are able to have a relationship with them I think we have to, because I think it's a united wave of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. So,
well, I'll put a big amen on the back of that.
Okay. I'll talk to you later, honey.
All right. I love you very much, and the babies are doing fine. They miss you, and they all say hello.
Yes, and have the poor Claire, if you call Sister Teresina, ask her if she'll pray for me and Susie so we figure out how we're going to get home.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, I'm sure it'll be all right. Okay, talk to you later.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.